Welcome to Earth First Radio News, your source for information about the direct action environmental movement. Saving wild places, plants, and animals takes your help, so please have a pencil or pen and some recycled paper handy to jot down the contact information we try to include with every story. You really can make a difference, so write, call, or defend your local wilderness today. Now, here's the news.
Activists arrested in Oregon. On Saturday, October 26th, an activist working ground support at the Peak Timber Sale was arrested while attempting to contact one of the tree sits. He was arrested for breaking a closure, which makes it illegal for people to be on public lands. The activist is refusing to provide his legal name to the police in protest against his arrest. Similar arrests in the past have been found unconstitutional and illegal when taken to court. The activist may also be on a hunger strike. Witnesses report that he may have been assaulted by police during the arrest. Police are currently refusing to provide any information about his status, a flagrant violation of the law. Please call the Jackson County Jail very frequently until he is released. Ask about his current condition and demand that the charges against him be dropped. Here's the number for the Jackson County Jail, 541-774-6850. That's 541-774-6850. Ask about the activist's condition. Is he healthy? What is he being charged with? Is he eating? Is he being allowed to use the phone? Is he being allowed to contact a lawyer? When will bail be set? Demand he be released and his charges be dropped because similar closures have been ruled unconstitutional in the past. Charges against three other activists who have crossed the Peak closure have all been dropped, most likely because the government understands that their law is illegal and won't stand up in court. Polls show a large number of Oregonians want timber sales like Peak canceled. The activist was working for the earth and representing the people's wishes. The Forest Service, Police Department, and Roseburg Forest Products are undermining the people's power and ignoring popular opinion in order to destroy an ecosystem for profit. Please call the Jackson County Jail, 541-774-6850. And this story comes to us from Southern Willamette, Earth First. Over 40 arrests at Highgate Hill protest as Australian activists defend urban wildlands. The battle to save the gully in Brisbane, Australia got serious last week when 200 police and 100 protesters descended on the inner city bushland site near Highgate Hill. Over 40 people have been arrested and one protester injured by police was taken away by ambulance. Numerous protesters evaded police for 12 hours and up to 10 tree sits occurred over the day. This 5-hectare area from Dornick Tee to the river at Highgate Hill is home to many native flora as well as a diverse range of species including the carpet python, rainforest dung beetle, echidna, and over 50 species of birds. It has been described as of important local environmental significance. It remains one of the very few public lands in the area, or at least it did until the Brisbane City Council sold it to developers in 1959. Since the 1980s, the area has been under continuous threat of development. The developer, Philip Usher, and the builder BMG claim the right to destroy the vegetation and animals on the site by virtue of ownership and have refused to answer questions about 20 years of community proposals to buy back the land for use as a nature preserve. They plan to build condominiums. Police allowed work to start without clearing the site of protesters, many of whom were children. They also allowed workers to use land clearing machinery to operate within meters of protesters, potentially endangering both themselves and the tree sitters. On Thursday, two police officers were struck by falling branches caused by land clearing equipment, and one officer was nearly hit by a falling tree. According to one observer, I witnessed a tree being felled within 5 meters of three police officers and one construction worker, none of whom were wearing hard hats. There have been dozens of serious violations of workplace health and safety laws at the Highgate Hill Gully in the last few days. Tree sitting is normally a good strategy for preventing work, but only when occupational health and safety law is upheld. In this case, those giving orders to police and those within the relevant government departments who have chosen to turn a blind eye to what they don't want to see. This is called corruption. Protesters have celebrated this as a brief victory. Various legal, political, and bureaucratic channels are being pursued to get an order to prevent the development of the site. And we thank Brisbane Indie Media for that story. Well, that's the news for today. If you have information for Earth First Radio News, please send it to cruiseef@cruiseio.com. You can find archived shows at www.radioforall.net and santacruz.indymedia.org. I'm Uncle Dennis. Thank you for listening to Earth First Radio News. Go come the